Okay, good afternoon. So, today we have to study numerical model for acoustical simulation. And we will start with the first of the two programs we are going to use during the workshop in January. We have decided the date for the workshop in the lab. So we have now the correct schedule for the lab session. Let me see here. And there are three dates: 15 January, 20 January, and 22 January. The first one is in the afternoon, the other two are in the morning. They are all in this CAD-CAM lab, which is in Building B at SEDI in Scientific Engineering Buildings, in the grey cubes, okay? So after the break for the Christmas holidays, we will meet again on 15 January for the first lesson. The order will be, during the first lesson, room acoustical measurement with dodecahedron loudspeaker and microphone for measuring the acoustical parameter of the room. Second lesson will be room acoustical simulation, and third lesson will be outdoor sound propagation. So today we have already seen how the acoustical measurements are done employing either balloons or loudspeaker, so we are going to repeat yourself this measurement in the first lesson. In the other two, we are working with the numerical simulation software, and this is the topic of today. So today we have to learn how this software works and how you can use it efficiently. Come back to the presentation, and now I introduce to you the first of the two programs we are going to use. Both programs have been written here at the University of Parma. The first one is for outdoor propagation, so it will be the last lab session. The second, which we are going to present to you today, is called RAMSETE, and is for indoor, in room acoustic simulation. They have some similar part. They come from the same group of developer of which I was part, but there are also other guys who worked in the development of this software. So the first one, CityMap, as the name suggests, is a program which was developed for simulating the noise propagation in a city, in urban areas. In fact, it was the development of this program was financed by the Italian Ministry for the Environment inside an European-funded project called Project DISIA, and the sub-project name, the part of this DISIA project, which was referring to acoustical simulation, was called Risanamento Acustico delle Aree Urbane, which means acoustical restoration of urban areas. So the goal was mostly to simulate the noise propagation in densely populated areas, not in the countryside. In many other countries, for example France, Germany, England, United Kingdom, or Netherlands, and so on, they developed national models for sound propagation, which are mostly tailored to simulation of the propagation in the countryside, out of the sound, out of the city, where there are vegetation, grass, woods, and similar things. And they are not a lot worried about noise in the cities, because there is no noise in these northern country cities. The traffic stay outside the city. Instead, in Italy, we have dense populated area where a lot of traffic, both road traffic, but also train traffic and metro and trams and similar things are inside the town. So for Italy it was much more important to be able to simulate what happens inside the high density areas where a lot of people live. Well, so what we developed in reality is just a part of a much more complex system, because we have, here is the CityMap program. The CityMap program is fed with a database of noise emission value for different type of sound source, including cars and trucks, so vehicles running on the road, railways, train and so on, but also industrial noise source. So the program does not contain inside it a model of emission. The emission is in a separate database which can be managed without touching the main program. Similarly, the program, actually here it appears two times, because it appears either for creating the data file, but also for computing the result, is one of the two way in which the program can compute the noise propagation. The second one is here, is a pyramid tracing program, and we will see in the second hour how a pyramid tracing works and what kind of software is. This is the same as in RAMSET for inside a room acoustic simulation. CityMap only deals with outdoor propagation. And the program is also connection with, for example, AutoCAD for importing the map of the town, the digital cartography, or the GIS, Geographical Information Service. All these can be interfaced through an interchange file, a DXF file. It's possible to import the geometry. It is possible to import data from traffic simulation. There are other kind of software employed for simulating how the traffic flow distributes over the networks of the roads of a town. The most famous of this program is called TRIPS, and CityMap can read directly the data file of the TRIPS software. So you introduce automatically the flow data regarding traffic on the road, for example. Well, for the pyramid tracing, you can also enter the acoustical property of the ground, of the facades of buildings, of noise screens, and so on, both in terms of R, sound insulation index, and alpha, sound absorption index. So there is a separate database containing all this information. And there is a database of source, of point source, like industrial source. And there is another specific program called Source Manager for managing this source database, as there is another specific program called Material Manager for managing the property database, the material property database. So CityMap is in the center of a complex relationship with many other programs. As output, the results are stored in a CMP file, which is a file containing both geometry and acoustical data, and this CMP file can be processed by CityMap itself, computing the result file, the sound pressure level file. Similarly, the same geometry can also be processed by the second computational engine, which is called EasyAppear, but in practice which is RAMSET, and this allows also to compute what happens inside a building. Also, this kind of different computational engine produce an SPL file, a file containing the value of some pressure level over a map, and for transforming this data file in a graphical map, we employ a commercial software called Surfer, which create the contour line chart, which then can be overlaid over the map, over the background. So in the end, what you get is a color representation of the noise mapped over the plan of the tank. Okay, this was how the program was developed. It started in year 95, more or less, and the development has continued until now. So we are now at version 3.2, that's wrong, it's not 2.5. The one you will see in the classroom is version 3.2. And every a few months a new version is released. This program is not commercial, it's free. And the use of this program is reserved to public entities like municipality, province, regions, university, school, regional protection environment agency, national environmental protection agency, and so on. You cannot use it commercially. So it's a public funded software, is free, but you cannot use it for a profit. It's a no-profit software. Okay? So you can use it now while you are a student. You will not be able to use it when you are a professional. You cannot make money of it. CityMap usually get the geometrical data from a CAD program, which usually is AutoCAD, and output the result towards a graphical mapping software, usually Surfer. CityMap make maps, as the name suggests, make horizontal two-dimensional representation of sound. The sound level can be mapped in an horizontal plane or in a vertical plane, or following the ground. If the ground is complex, is three-dimensional, he can plot the sound level at a given height, usually 4 meters, above the ground. Okay, but still is a two-dimensional distribution of computation points. There are 4 types of sound source: roads, binary is rail tracks, industrial source, which are extended like an area or a polygon, and concentrated or point source, which are like, for example, the top of an exhaust or a single machine like a compressor, a fan, and so on. And there is a wide database of emission for all this kind of source, but the emission value for roads is based on measurements which are quite old now. They are near to 20 years old. So they are not really representative of the current vehicles running on Italian roads, which luckily are now much more silent than 20 years ago. So we need to reduce the emission values for being in sync with the real emission which is now on our roads. And the trend is to a continuous reduction of the noise, because the cars are made silent and silent. The trucks, not so much. They are still quite noisy, but the cars are becoming so silent that it is now almost necessary to add artificial noise to the car for avoiding to kill pedestrians, because pedestrians don't hear anymore the car approaching because they are too much silent. This is how the measurements were done in 95 on roads with this kind of portal with 5 microphones and with railways, in this case 8 microphones were used in this structure. So this is the geometry of the microphone in case of roads, and this is the geometry of microphone in case of railways. Employing a number of microphones, it was possible, with a certain approximation, to understand also the directivity of the source. And the measurements are pass-by. So the vehicle, a single vehicle, pass under this portal with microphone, and what is captured, what is recorded, is the time history of the passage. So every microphone records this kind of noise profile, which represents the emission at the receiver point caused by the passage of the vehicle. Typically, what is extracted by this single passage noise profile is a single number, which is called cell, the single event level. We did already define what is the cell during the previous lesson, so you know already that cell is defined as the equivalent level plus 10 times logarithm t, and the choice of the instance where you start integrating and you stop integrating is not critical. The equivalent level changing the time of integration, but the cell is substantially invariant despite a different choice of the starting and ending point of the integration. So it's a very robust measurement. So in the end, for every passage of every vehicle, what you record is a single number, which is the cell. The measurements were made on 5 type of road surface: normal, flat asphalt, sloping road with positive and negative slope, going up and going down, pavé, which is quite more noisy, and sound absorbing road surface, which is the new generation of road surface, which provide a significant reduction in noise due to the fact that it is a porous surface. It is also good for capturing water when it's raining, so there is not a lot of water on the road. It looks always dry, the road, and this provides a couple or even 3 decibels of sound reduction. The type of vehicle was categorized in 5 different categories. The most important are the first, which are normal cars, the third, which are trucks, and the fifth, which are motorcycles. Particularly in Italy, the presence of motorcycles must be taken into account because they are very noisy. A single motorcycle can equate 10 cars or even more. A truck usually is 4 or 5 cars as equivalent. In any case, at the time it was made this choice of dividing in 5 categories, which in my opinion are too many. 3 was better, just cars, trucks, and motorcycles, but at the time this was the choice by the environment ministry. So we have 5 categories. Also the speed is important, as we did already discuss. So the measurements were made in 8 velocity range, and particularly 4 of this range are for urban areas below 50 km hour, and the other 4 range are outside the city. What is important to understand is that the noise is much larger here in the first 4 classes, because when rare cars are running inside the towns, they make more noise. They use a lower gear on the transmission, they are accelerating on the accelerating, so they are giving more power and the kind of driving is more nervous, stop and start and stop again. So in this driving condition the noise is louder. When you go outside the town and you enter class C5, C5 is the most silent class. Cars are running between 50 and 70 km per hour, and in this range of velocity they are much quieter. So it is definitely advantageous, also with the result of the simulation, to increase the speed. Whenever you can remove the 50 km per hour speed limit and bring it to 70 or even to 90, because modern electric vehicles are still very silent, even running between 70 and 90. So looking in the future, our target speed for minimum environmental impact should be 90 km per hour. Of course, it's not easy to make a road safe at 90 km per hour. You need better lighting, better pedestrian crossings, better semaphore system, larger roundabouts, because they must sustain larger speed, and you need larger roads, of course, and better visibility, and everything must be better. But if you manage to reach this goal, both the noise and particularly air pollution are going down. You must understand that air pollution and noise are strictly connected. Whenever a car makes more noise, it also makes more pollutants, chemical pollutants, to be released in air, because the two things come together. More noise means more power, because you are braking or accelerating, and when you do that, you also eject much more gas and much more pollutants. So in the end, designing for lower noise is also designing for lower chemical pollution. And again, this push to bring up the velocity, the speed, possibly reaching this 6.6 velocity range. Then there are larger than 90 km per hour, so these are special roads, superways or highways or toll roads or similar things. And then the noise is larger, but you are far from houses. Regarding railways, you have the same. There are in this case just two types of tracks, the new one with welded rail, and the old one with open joint rail. These are old, but in Italy there are yet many secondary lines where the rails are not welded together. It's not continuous welded rail. It's a rail with joint, open joint. So it's much more noisy. There are three types of vehicles, freight train, low-range regional train and long-range regional train, currently in Italy called Fritz. Okay. These are the so-called high-speed trains. They are not really running at high speed in 95% of the Italian network. They are running at quite normal speed, but the train is capable of high speed only when it runs on special tracks. We currently exist only on two lines in Italy, but over those lines they run faster, over normal lines they run at normal speed, but they are more silent. That's the important point for us. These long-range trains are very aerodynamic, they have special wheels with special suspension, making them much more silent than normal trains. And freight trains are even more noisy. So the velocity, the speed classes in this case are just 4. It should be necessary now to add a fifth class for those only two high-speed lines, which are indeed important, because one is Milano-Bologna and the other is Roma-Napoli, so they are very important high-speed lines, and then they are building the new one, the one of Turin going to France, so there will be 3 or 4 in the end. So over this line, the speed is much larger, more than 200 kilometers per hour. So you need to add more speed classes, which we don't have in the current version of the model, but we probably are going to add in a few times. This is the number of vehicles which were measured for getting the database of emission of the vehicles. The total number of measurements was more than 6,000 measurements. It looks large, but it is not large. In reality, it's a small number. On the Milan roundabout, the circular peripheral highway of Milan, this number of vehicles passes in 1 hour. So it's not a large number. 1 million passages would be a reasonable database. I must admit that this software is based on a very limited sample. For certain kind of class of speed and certain type of vehicle, there are only 20 or 30 passages, which are not really a large number for giving you a statistical confidence in the result. So you must be warned that in some condition the result of the simulation can be affected by a significant error. Well, in the end, for the train, we made 1,000 measurements, and again, this number is a little small. For train, there is a quarter variability effect, because every train, in general, has a different length. So what was done for creating the database of the cell value of train was to renormalize the experimental measured cell value with the length of the train, computing an equivalent cell for a fixed length of 100 meters for the train. If the train was longer, then this value is being reduced by this normalization. If the real length was less than 100 meters, then this factor, this normalization factor here, will increase the measured value. So what you store in the database is a normalized cell, and it is normalized to 100 meter train. If your train is longer, you revert this formula for recomputing the cell of your train. So these are the formulas which are then employed inside the program for recomputing the equivalent level at 7.5 meters from the road or from the railways, knowing the number of vehicles which pass in 1 hour, actually in 16 hours if we are dealing with the day period, or in 8 hours if you are dealing with the night period. So you just sum the cell of every vehicle, applying the correction for the road surface, the correction for the slope of the road, and the same for the train. You have the cell of the type of train you are considering. The types of train are 3. The types of road vehicles are 5, so you sum the cell of all of them and you dilute the total cell for the total time, which is 16 hours for day and 8 hours for night. In the case of train, you recompute the cell also according to the length of the train. Once you have got the equivalent level at 7 meters, you consider a cylindrical field, so you compute the power level of your source from the reversed cylindrical field formula, and when you know the power level, you recompute the level at the receiver, propagating like if it was a point source. This factor here is the iron absorption, which can add some additional reduction of noise at very large distance. The program also takes into account noise barrier, noise screens, with a formula which is quite similar to the Maekawa formula, but not exactly the same. the frequency of the noise in case of road vehicle is assumed to be 340 Hz, the frequency for railways is assumed to be higher, 1 kHz, because railway noise is more high frequency than road noise. And here is how the software is being employed. Now we will make a quick simulation. You start in AutoCAD, as you see. You have the map of your town. This is the map of Parma. And this area here is around the railway station. This is the main station of Parma. This is the Parma River. And this is the new bridge which has just been built. The new covered bridge. I don't know if you remember it. And this is the dense area of Parma. Only a fraction of the real network of roads has been modeled, as you see. The colored line are roads, and here there is the railways. So, for entering your acoustical relevant entities, for entering them in the program, you draw 3D polylines on the layer called strade, binari, case, barriere. Strade are roads, binari are railway tracks, case are houses, and barriere are barriers, of course. You save your DXF file from AutoCAD, you import the DXF file in CityMap, and here is what you see. You see the roads, in this case no railway was inserted. The green one are the houses, and those numbered points here are fixed points where you want to compute the sound pressure level, probably because in the same point you have made some sound level measurement with a sound level meter, and you want to compare the result of the computation with the measured data. Here is how you enter your traffic data. So this is for road, this is for railways, and this is for point sources. For every type of sources, you enter the traffic divided in 5 vehicle types for roads and in 3 train types for railways, and you enter the speed, you enter the type of road, the slope of the road, and also the height of building on the two sides of the road, because the program also takes into account the reflection between the building, which increase the noise in narrow roads where there is little space between the counterposed buildings. The sound reverberates inside and the noise comes up. The results can be obtained for fixed point, those numbered circles here. You can compute the noise in those points, or you can make the map. During the computation, the program shows you this colored map, which is just a graphical feedback that the program is working. In reality, after doing this computation, what the program did is to save a file, a data file, containing the result. This data file can be opened inside Surfer, and is a file with an extension called GRD, which means grid. You load the grid file, and Surfer creates this kind of color chart. Finally, the color chart is overlaid inside AutoCAD over the original geometry of your town. These are some examples in which the measurement data are compared with the data computed by the CityMap program. This one was a measurement made in 2 points close the tangential road of Napoli. In this case, actually the points were 3, because one is here inside the Alenia factory. This is practically the airport of Naples. So in these three points, the measured value were these three values, and the computed values were this one. As you see, there are significant error of the range of 3, 4, even 5 decibels. What must be clear is that Citymap is quite inaccurate. Is a broad simulation. You don't have to trust too much to this kind of software. There are much better programs than Citymap which claim to be more accurate. But when we did a benchmark some years ago, to which more than 20 different programs made in all the world did take part, and all had to compute the noise, close the highway, at three points, at different distance, with their own software, and we did the measurement and checked what were the results, we did find error up to 16 decibels. And even employing very expensive and very professional programs, the reality is that all numerical programs make large errors. Making an error of less than 5 decibels, which is more or less the performance of Citymap, is the best you can expect. If you pretend to have better than 5 decibel accuracy, you are pretending to get the moon. You cannot get the moon on the Earth. So, in reality, there is no point in making a simulation which wants to be more accurate by 5 decibels, because this is physically impossible. This kind of software never adhere to the reality. They are based on simplified computational formulas, but the most relevant part is that in most cases the program is wrong, not for an error in computation, but for wrong input data. Both geometrical wrong input data, particularly regarding elevation, you often have nice aerophotogrammetric chart of your town. They are very accurate in horizontal dimension. Usually the error is a maximum of 10 or 15 centimeters in plan, but in vertical you can easily make errors of meters. And an error of 2 meters in the height of an obstacle make an incredible difference in the acoustical propagation. So, there are geometrical errors. There are errors related to the traffic flow. You never know the real traffic flow. Even if you count the cars one by one for 1 week, the following week the traffic can be quite different. There is no certainty on the traffic flow. And then there is the variability of the type of cars which are passing, because they are not all the same. We measured a number of them, but of course it was a small number. So in the end, it is enough that 3 or 4 cars with the broken exhaust system pass in front of your microphone and you get 8 decibel more, or just 1 motorcycle perhaps. I had a case in which in one whole day, 16 hours, the passage of only one Harley Davidson motorcycle did push up the total equivalent level by 7 decibels, one motorcycle. So when this occurs, no program can take this into account. So it is the reality which cannot be predicted. So this kind of error is good. In other case, the program did perform even better. Here we are in the dense urban center of Naples, and here, as you see, the error is a couple of decibels, perhaps 3 decibels at most, quite good. This was Mestre, another Italian city. In this case, we did chart the vertical section along a road and with a building here. And in this case, no, these were not roads, these were trains. It's along the railway in Mestre, and the computed value was 75.6. The measured value was 74.9. Excellent. Really excellent in this case. This is a much larger number of checks, and you see that in some cases the error was negative, in some other case the error was positive, more or less it is centered, and typically you have an error of 5 decibels for light road vehicles and 3 decibels for trucks, more or less. This kind of accuracy could appear too broad, but I assure you that it is quite good. This is an example of getting the color map. Where is this? Parma. This is the region we were looking before, along the river, and this is the new bridge, and this is the simulation of the sound pressure level after the new bridge has been opened. Conclusion, CityMap is a very easy program. Now in a few minutes I will show you how quickly you can make a simulation. Of course it's not the most accurate one, it's not the most professional one, but it's good for learning how to make acoustical simulation and to get a rough evaluation of the acoustic limit. You cannot break the decibel, it's not accurate to a fraction of a decibel, but as I told you, usually you don't have accurate input data allowing even to the best program in the world to get accurate results. No program can be more accurate than the accuracy of the input data. If the input data are bad, the output data are bad. The English phrase for this is garbage in, garbage out. If you enter garbage in your program, you always get garbage out. The program cannot fix your bad input data. That's the problem. Okay? Now, in 10 minutes, I need to open the CityMap program and show you how it works. So, what we do is to start with the chart of your town. Let me open a plan of the municipality of Parma. Sfondo. It's AutoCAD, of course. Okay, this is the city of Parma. What you see here are the buildings. There are many other layers which are now probably switched off, exactly. Railway, road axis, Veslina are the border of the pedestrian area. Well, let me switch all on. Okay, now you see better. Okay. So, these red lines here are the road axis. We now switch this off. Okay. We choose the layer strade and I show you how you enter the roads, what are the acoustical entities which the program recognizes for roads. Let me choose the area here where we are now in the campus. Okay. This is the campus, you see. This is the roundabout. Where are we? You enter the campus. This is the cafeteria. This is the engineering buildings, the gray cubes, and here we are. We are here now. Okay. So we now enter the roads for simulating the noise inside the campus area. We are on the Strade layer, and we write what are called prime entities, polylines. We start here from the roundabout, we give a width to the road of say 8 meters, and we start drawing by hand quite roughly the road until here. Here I break, because one part of the traffic goes here in front of the secretaries for the student, and another part continues here. So we now break and start with a new road which goes this way. And probably enters here, and we create a second road which makes this other trajectory here. As you see, I am not very precise, it's not so important. There are so many other causes of error that also if I draw these roads with some error, okay. Here I try to be a little more precise, but and go here, okay, and finally we make this kind of roads here going out through the rear entrance of the campus and go to Via Montanara. Okay. Now again here we have an out, an external traffic going away from the campus here. Okay, I think is enough. And another kind of traffic going inside the town. From here. Then there is the large traffic over the tangential road of Parma. In this case, probably the width of the road is like 14 meters. Okay. This is the traffic flowing over. The green thing here are barriers, because there are already barriers along the road here. This is exactly what you also have to do in the classroom. To make this kind of drawing, now I think is enough. Okay, and probably then we need to add Via Langhirano. Via Langhirano starting here. Oops. The width here come back to 10 meters perhaps. Quartiere Due Castagne, okay, it's enough, because the area which we want to chart is this one. Finally we probably add the circular traffic over the roundabout here. For charting what happens inside the campus, I think is enough. Now we define the area which we want to chart. That is done on a layer called sezioni. which is not there, so we create one sezione, and in this layer sezioni of color pink we are going to define the area to be charted. Line, for example, here. For example, here. I am on the wrong layer, sorry, because I defined the layer sezioni, but I am not yet on the layer strade. Okay. Now, we must be patient. In the end, it will unlock. Taking too much time. Okay, I think we make the break now, and when it is finished, we import the data in Citymap and see how to make the map, because it's taking too much time.